Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman. Thank you again. I'm over 10,000 downloads. It's incredible, and boy, am I having fun. Today, I want to talk to you about fasting. Have you tried it? I know that in the Bible, there are numerous opportunities where not only Jesus fasted, he asked his disciples to fast, and many prophets fasted as well throughout for breakthrough with God. Esther also fasted for 3 days to have breakthrough and favor with the king as well to save her nation. So not only does it have breakthrough spiritually, but it can have breakthrough in your health as well. Today we're talking about how fasting plays a role in menopause. Fasting has shown to offer several potential benefits for women going through menopause. One of the primary benefits of fasting during menopause, of course, is weight management. Controlled weight management as you get older is important for so many factors, because during menopause, so many women experience weight gain due to our hormonal changes. And fasting can help control, of course, our calorie intake and promote weight loss. Fasting may also help reduce hot flashes and many other symptoms of menopause. Some studies have found that intermittent fasting, remember taking that either a 12-hour fast, 14, 16, 18, 23 if you're extreme, but some studies have shown that intermittent fasting can actually reduce the frequency and severity of hot flashes in menopausal women. Additionally, fasting may help to improve your insulin sensitivity and reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, which is actually a concern for so many women at our age, even younger. It's important to note, however, that fasting may not be appropriate for all women, especially with those who have medical conditions and those who have certain medications. So it's always best to talk to your doctor, your nutritionist, your naturopath, functional medicine, whoever your people are, and make sure, even your pharmacist, and make sure that the medications that you're taking and your own personal health is okay to start a new fasting regime. I think it's very exciting to see the opportunity of how we can start managing and understanding how fasting can not only help us with our menopausal symptoms, with our weight management, and also even our addictions, right? I find that menopause, kind of drives us crazy sometimes, and we often search for food to help resolve, or we may turn to a glass of wine to resolve our anxiety, or those types of things. But if you've been paying attention to your symptoms, if you've been paying attention to your hot flash scenario, or even your fatigue scenario, if you're journaling about it, there is a pattern. So either it's part of your stress, or it's part of an addiction, or it's your emotional crutch, right? That emotional eating component, how we sort of manage and resolve things. So I do really invite you to journal during this time and recognize you're reaching for food because, and looking for a balancer for that. Myself, personally, I love coffee, and I know it's not good for me during this time, and I do recognize the increase of hot flashes or breast tenderness when I have had quite a few cups that day. Should I have just taken a little nap? Should I have eaten better greens, or easy enough, I can substitute coffee with green tea, and we all know how important green tea is for the phytonutrients. To protect not only our hormone health, protect our breasts, but also is a beautiful anti-aging component to that as well. So having a variety of teas, having a variety of things can help stave that desire and necessity for caffeine. Fasting for me personally, one, has been able to sort of focus on what God's purpose is in my life and breakthrough in my personal life and my spiritual life. Fasting for me also has been has really made me aware of my food addictions and how when I am exhausted, I'll gorge, or how when I am tired or sad or angry, I will also do that. I will also recognize the scenarios like how easy it is to eat and drink when you're at camp or the cottage, and you have to sort of approach that at a better opportunity. Fasting, when it comes to improving your insulin sensitivity. Now, for most, fasting is not something that can be sustainable for a long time for many. But others, it is amazing. I would just make sure that you are addressing and eating food that are appropriate, low glycemic, low insulin punch to it, and you're eating from the rainbow. Never miss out on the beautiful food that God has created on this earth for us to eat and enjoy and savor, even when you're fasting. I think, through thermography, I have really understood and visualized that long-term inflammation causes that insulin resistance, metabolic resistance that we see so common with many people. Fasting, again, even if it's just making sure you're doing a 12-hour fast, making sure that you're doing little bits here and there, or adding on to it, or if you really feel that you need to break through something, then you can do a 24-hour or 36-hour fast. But I believe that once you start understanding the role that food has in your life, you'll take more pleasure in it. You'll decrease that high risk of type 2 diabetes, right? That insulin resistance, that metabolic resistance. And once you start incorporating that respect and discipline, to be honest, I think then you have a better chance of understanding how you can reduce inflammation and stop that plague of inflammatory diseases that we see part of so many women's health right now, as we change our hormones, as we change into this next season, and as we become wise, divine women. I have many other podcasts about fasting. I had a wonderful one with Chris Mansour, and I encourage you, if you're really interested in digging deep about fasting, call me. I have lots of advice for you, lots of resources, and it shouldn't be hard. Life shouldn't be hard. But I think taking control and understanding our own personal eating habits, how we are emotionally involved in this, and what chronic symptoms are you trying to overcome? Fasting, for sure, will have a breakthrough for you, whether it's just in weight, whether it's reducing hot flashes, or whether it's understanding and having breakthrough in emotional trauma. Thank you so much for listening today. It's just a brief podcast, and I'm starting to explore different ideas about women's health and how we can explore and understand how this is going to help us not only with our breast health, our hormone health, and helping us to become the wise, divine women that God has called us to be. I hope someday that you'll allow me to come alongside you on your health journey to give you hope and health in your health, open help in this journey. I encourage a four-pillar lifestyle with spirit, mind, body, and nutrition. So as I can come alongside you, we discuss and mature and grow in each of these pillars. On my own personal journey, I've become a breast health educator, a medical thermographer, and now a quantum living advocate with using the AO scan technology. But that topic's for another day. If you need me, you can find me at danairvine.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you learned a little bit about fasting. Don't be afraid of it. It's exciting, it's challenging, and you can have breakthrough. Thank you for joining me today.